Zephaniah 3. Woe to the city of oppressors, rebellious and defiled! She heeded no voice. She accepted no correction. She does not trust in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God. Her princes are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves, leaving nothing for the morning. Her prophets are reckless, faithless men. Her priests profane the sanctuary. They do violence to the law. The Lord within her is righteous. He does no wrong. He applies his justice morning by morning. He does not fail at dawn, yet the unjust know no shame. I have cut off the nations. Their corner towers are destroyed. I have made their streets deserted, with no one to pass through. Their cities are laid waste, with no man, no inhabitant. I said, "Surely you will fear me and accept correction." Then her dwelling place would not be cut off, despite all for which I punished her. But they rose early to corrupt all their deeds. Therefore, wait for me, declares the Lord, until the day I rise to testify. For my decision is to gather nations, to assemble kingdoms, to pour out upon them my indignation, all my burning anger. For all the earth will be consumed by the fire of my jealousy. For then I will restore pure lips to the peoples, that all may call upon the name of the Lord and serve him shoulder to shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Cush, my worshippers, my scattered people, will bring me an offering. On that day you will not be put to shame for any of the deeds by which you have transgressed against me. For then I will remove from among you those who rejoice in their pride, and you will never again be haughty on my holy mountain. But I will leave within you a meek and humble people, and they will trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel will no longer do wrong or speak lies, nor will a deceitful tongue be found in their mouths. But they will feed and lie down, with no one to make them tremble. Sing for joy, O daughter of Zion! Shout aloud, O Israel! Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem! The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. Israel's king, the Lord, is among you. No longer will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, "Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands fall limp. The Lord your God is among you. He is mighty to save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those among you who grieve over the appointed feasts, so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather the scattered, and I will appoint praise and fame for the disgraced throughout the earth. At that time I will bring you in. Yes, at that time I will gather you. For I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your captives before your very eyes, says the Lord."